Welcome to First Formation, spiritual exercise for Christian soldiers looking to get up and pray. Join Pew Pew HQ every weekday morning to hear the good news through grunts and with grunts in the unity of the Holy Spirit as one church forever and ever. Fall in.
Psalm 133, verses 1 to 3. Behold, how good and pleasant it is when brothers dwell in unity. It is like the precious oil on the head running down on the beard of Aaron, running down on the collar of his robes. It is like the dew of Hermon, which falls on the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord has commanded the blessing, life forevermore. Daniel chapter 1, verses 1 to 21. In the third year of the reign of Jeroboam, king of Judah, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem and besieged it. And the Lord gave Jeroboam, king of Judah, into his hand with some of the vessels of the house of God, and he brought them to the land of Shinar, to the house of his God, and placed the vessels in the treasury of his God. Then the king commanded Ashpenaz, his chief eunuch, to bring some of the people of Israel, both of the royal family and of the nobility, youths without blemish, of good appearance and skill in all wisdom, endowed with knowledge, understanding, learning, and competent to stand in the king's palace, and to teach them the literature and language of the Chaldeans. The king assigned them a daily portion of the food that the king ate and of the wine that he drank. They were to be educated for 3 years. At the end of that time, they were to stand before the king. Among these were Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah of the tribe of Judah. And the chief of the eunuchs gave them the names Daniel he called Belshazzar, Hananiah he called Shadrach, and Mishael he called Meshach, and Azariah he called Abednego. But Daniel resolved that he would not defile himself with the king's food or with the wine that he drank. Therefore he asked the chief of the eunuchs to allow him not to defile himself. And God gave Daniel favor and compassion in the sight of the chief eunuchs. And the chief of the eunuchs said to Daniel, I fear my lord the king who assigned your food and your drink, for why should he see that you are in worse condition than the youths or of your own age? So you would endanger my head with the king. Then Daniel said to the steward, whom the chief of the eunuchs had assigned over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, test your servants for 10 days. Let us be given vegetables to eat and water to drink. Then let our parents and the parents of the youth who eat the king's food be observed by you, and deal with your servants according to what you see. So he listened to them in his matter and tested them for 10 days. At the end of the 10 days, it was seen that they were better in appearance and fatter in flesh than all the youths who ate the king's food. So the steward took away their food and wine where they were to drink and gave them vegetables. As for these four youths, God gave them learning and skill in all literature and wisdom, and Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. At the end of the time, when the king had commanded that they be brought in, the chief of the eunuchs brought them in before Nebuchadnezzar. And the king spoke with them, and among all of them none was found like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, or Azariah. Therefore they stood before the king, and in every matter of wisdom and understanding about which the king inquired of them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and enchanters that were in all his kingdom, and Daniel was there until the first year of King Cyrus. Acts chapter 2, verses 42 to 47. And they devoted themselves to the apostles, teaching in the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. And awe came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles. And all who believed were together, and all had all things in common. And they were selling their possessions and belongings, and distributing the proceeds to all as they had need. And day by day, attending the temple together, and breaking bread in their homes, they received their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to their number, day by day, those who were being saved. Good morning. This is Tim Tribble coming to you from Sacramento, California. Today's readings are Psalm 133, verses 1 to 3, Daniel chapter 1, verses 1 to 21, and Acts of the Apostles chapter 2, verses 42 to 47. Our psalm today is entitled, When Brothers Dwell in Unity. And this is something we veterans understand very much so, right? Always worked well when your unit worked well together. When you got along, when people knew each other, knew your cadences, knew how we did, whose strengths and whose weaknesses, and when we were able to present a unified front. You know, I remember very distinctly passing inspection and basic training because we went through and my job and my was I went through and made sure that we had that fold on the blanket was that $1 length. We all went through, everybody did everything, and each one of us did a specific task on everybody's bunk and wall locker, and we passed the inspection because we worked together. So when we're in unity, when we dwell in unity, when we work together, we can accomplish things that just people don't see and don't think that we can accomplish. In our reading in Daniel today, we get introduced to Daniel. We get introduced to the Assyrians and the Babylonians and what's been going on and that they've been taken over again. So Judah, they wind up taking him the king. And so he decides he wants consuls, so he has them educated. But he wasn't going to have them follow their traditions. And if you know any understanding about kosher law, then you understand there are only certain things that they can eat. And things, you know, cloven hooves, so nothing from pigs or any animal with a cloven hoof. Milk has to be a certain way. There's all kinds of rules that go with it to make something kosher. And Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah said, no, we're not going to defile ourselves. So they asked to be fed a different diet. Well, that's a big offense to the king. You know, kings eat the best, okay? There's no difference. Nothing's changed over the years. You know, people in charge get the best food. So what are we going to do? Because they're now worried the head eunuch is sitting there going, you know, you guys don't look good to the king. He's going to cut my head off. So Daniel says, give us 10 days. Feed us what we ask to be fed, the vegetables. And take a look at us and the other people eating the food and see how we're doing. And they were better. And they continued, finished their 3 years of training and education, went in, God, because they stayed true to God's word and God's commandments, God blessed them, especially Daniel, with great understanding, and they went in, the king tested them, and he blew them away. Absolutely blew them away, astounded the king. Even the most powerful kings in the world, in the commentary, NRSV Cultural Background Study Bible, says even the most prominent and powerful kings of the world knew the power of Yahweh. Our reading in Acts, so a couple things about Acts that people don't understand. Acts was originally part of Luke. It's written by Luke. Remember, Luke was a physician. He was an educated man. And this was originally part of the book of Luke, and then when they came up with did the thing in Nicaea and all that, they split it. So you have the Gospel of Luke, which goes up until the death and resurrection, then the Acts of the Apostles is the actual full name of the book. Acts of the Apostles. This is when they say Acts, they're talking about actions, how they acted. This is the Apostles. So we're getting going here. We're in the second chapter, and today they're talking about how they devoted themselves to the teaching and fellowship, breaking of bread and prayers. And this is something, again, Community. I can't emphasize that enough. Community, community, community. This is something that we're doing here at First Formation. As Brother Logan and I have talked about this to some extent, that we want to create a community. This is open to any veteran, family, anybody involved in the military that's a Christian. You can come here, listen to First Formation. We'd like you to be involved. I'm sure people get tired of hearing my voice every morning. We want people to be involved. We want to create a community of Christians that served in the military or were related to those who served in the military, and create this community of voices so that people can see and understand what it is, who we are, what it is that we do, how we feel, how we operate, and that we, as Christians, people who believe, can be in the military successfully, and how we stand for what is right, what we believe in our faith tells us this is the right and true thing to do. So here we have in Acts, they're training. So there was the 12, then there was the 70, and they kept converting people. Now at this point in time, this is in the first few years, like less than a decade, like probably less than 5 years. I don't have an exact timeline. But this was right after Jesus was crucified, resurrected, and ascended. And they had Pentecost. We had the Holy Spirit came down. So now they're out doing their thing. This is very early on. And they were praying and breaking of bread. They were eating together. They were in community. They were looking out for each other. They were teaching. They were listening. They were learning. They were going out and they were doing what they were supposed to do. And it says, verse 44, and all who believed were together and had all things in common. That's community. Love God with all your heart, all your mind, and all your soul. And love your neighbor as yourself. Period. And they were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all as they had need. So this is something else Jesus talked about. You will always have the poor with you. We know that. We do that. So part of what we do now, part of our job as Christians, is to take care of those less fortunate than us. That's scriptural. That's the way it's supposed to be. And it takes many, many forms in how you do it. So I'm with St. Matthew's Mission here in Sacramento. We are the St. Matthew's Episcopal Mission in Sacramento. And one of the things that we do, we have a very large outreach ministry. We host a food bank on the center property and all this other stuff. But our little band of misfits that we have, we get together on the third Saturday of the month in the morning, and we make 40 sandwiches, and we put together 40 bags, and this is food, it's got sandwiches, and all kinds of non-perishable stuff that doesn't need to be refrigerated and all that. So we give them I call it the disaster milk, the stuff that comes in little cartons that, you don't have to refrigerate. Any types of food, beef jerky, all those different things, peanut butter, whatever, things that don't have to be refrigerated, that can be carried and consumed. And then we have four routes that we take, and we go out and we feed the homeless. That is taking action. That is doing what God wants us to do. Amen.
A prayer for the poor and neglected from the Book of Common Prayer. Almighty and most merciful God, we remember before you all poor and neglected persons whom it would be easy for us to forget, the homeless and the destitute, the old and the sick, and all who have none to care for them. Help us to heal those who are broken in body or spirit, and to turn their sorrow into joy. Grant this, Father, for the love of your Son, who for our sake became poor, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you for falling in to First Formation, where Pew Pew HQ shares morning prayers for the humble, hardy folk caught in the crosshairs of God and country. If you like what you've heard, you can participate in one of the three following ways. First, you can support the podcast by clicking the link in the show notes. Or, if you serve military families, subscribe to First Forward, a paid subscription feed providing commentary on Sunday lectionary texts a week in advance. Use it for sermon prep or just because you support the troops. Second, you can become a co-host by recording a lectionary reading for a future episode. Instruction will be provided, and you don't have to be a grunt to collaborate with Pew Pew HQ in this or any way. Finally, you can also record and send prayer requests of a minute or less. Prayers can be included in an episode, read anonymously if you wish, or kept private for me to pray for off of air. So there you have it. Three ways to participate in First Formation. I hope you'll continue to listen, even if I haven't convinced you to fall in. This has been Brother Logan Isaac, always faithful, always family. Semper Familia.